From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Zimbabwe's longtime president Robert Mugabe is facing impeachment now after making it clear in a televised speech Sunday he will not resign. Millions tuned in to radio and television, expecting to celebrate the end of what has been 37 years of autocratic rule. But they were bitterly disappointed, some to the point of tears, to hear Mugabe say he will preside over his ZANU-PF Party Congress next month. He did not mention the word resign or appear to take the military intervention into the country's political crisis seriously.
Whatever the pros and cons of the way they went about registering those concerns, I, as the president of Zimbabwe and as their commander-in-chief, do acknowledge the issues they have drawn my attention to.
Mugabe has been under house arrest since last week while negotiations are underway for his departure. He's been talking to army commanders. Zimbabwe's been in serious economic and political turmoil since the late 1990s, but the turning point in the current crisis came when Mugabe fired his popular former vice president and named his hugely unpopular wife, Grace, as his successor. The 93-year-old Mugabe is the world's oldest head of state. He took power first as prime minister, then as president in 1980 when Zimbabwe won independence from British white minority rule. Although he initially brought some benefits to the black majority and the poor, his authoritarian rule has utterly destroyed Zimbabwe's economy. This is VOA News. At least 15 people have died in a stampede in a village in southern Morocco. It happened Sunday as a local association was distributing food aid in a market. Argentina's Navy says it cannot confirm if 7 brief satellite calls came from a lost submarine with 44 crew members on board Saturday. Reuters correspondent Sarah Hamrajani reports.
The location of the ARA San Juan hasn't been known since Wednesday, when it last made contact 268 miles off Argentina's southern Atlantic coast. Authorities in Argentina are now working on tracing the calls, while an international search mission is underway. But that's been complicated by recent stormy weather. The Navy says an electrical outage on the submarine may have been the cause of its problems.
An inquiry in Australia is recommending the closure of a youth detention center involved in an abuse scandal that shocked the nation. From Sydney, correspondent Phil Mercer reports.
Last year, a TV documentary showed images of young detainees being tear-gassed and strip-searched in youth detention facilities in Australia's Northern Territory. The scandal prompted the authorities to set up a Royal Commission, the highest form of inquiry in Australia. Its final report contains more than 2,500 pages and demands sweeping changes to address the shocking and systemic failures in the territory's youth justice system. A teenage detainee told the investigating team that he'd been deprived of food, repeatedly strip-searched, and stopped from using a toilet during his detention. He said he was forced to defecate into a pillowcase. The report said that the system's failures had happened over many years and were known and ignored at the highest levels.
President Trump says he should have left 3 college basketball players accused of shoplifting in China in jail after the father of one of them said Trump played little role in their return to the United States. The 3 players with UCLA thanked Trump last week for his role in easing their release by personally asking Chinese President Xi Jinping to intervene when the 2 leaders met earlier this month in Beijing. But one of the men's fathers dismissed Trump's role in freeing the 3. Trump, in a tweet on Sunday, said now that the 3 basketball players are out of China and saved from years in jail, the father is unaccepting of what I did for his son and says that shoplifting is no big deal. I should have left them in jail. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.